An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour when students are out of school like they are currently in Chicago because of the teacher's strike. It does not mean they can't be learning, and one great subject is how to handle money. Let's get some advice from Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. All right, Craig, so you have parents out there with kids of varying ages. Give them some tips here. What can they do in the few days, hopefully few days, that the kids are out of school to help them understand money?
Well, let's hope it's only a few days, because I don't know about you. My life is easier when my kids are in school during the day.
Oh, yeah. A lot of parents are totally agreeing with you right now.
We're all pulling together. So, Cisco, I think about when the kids are young. And when I say young, I mean as kindergarten, preschool. And you really can't teach them about money, but what you can do is have something visual. You can create something fun. So when our kids were little, we literally had a translucent container on the kitchen island where every day we would take our change and just let the kids pour it into the jar. And what was fun is we said, hey, kids, when this jar gets full, we're going to go to the bank, turn it in, and then we're going to do something special with it. And it's funny how they just got excited. It didn't matter if it was pennies or quarters. They just wanted to see it grow.
How important is that in a credit and debit card age? How important is that?
Oh, I think it's critical, because that's a great segue into the next level, which is I always remind people that when the kids are in elementary school and middle school, those little kids are learning. They are seeing all of our habits, and because everything is with a swipe of the credit card, everything is scanning the app on our phone, I think our children must think we have money trees. So the way we change that script is that's when we start introducing the concept of an allowance or a commission. But I'm very careful, at least what we did with our boys, is we just didn't just give them an allowance for breathing. We tied the allowance to chores, because our message was, hey, boys, money is something that's earned. It's not something that's given.
Now, I had a job beginning with a paper route at age 9. I think a lot of people say, what is a paper route? I have no idea what that even is anymore. But from that point forward, I was working in some sort of a job. You don't necessarily want your 9-year-old to get a job, but maybe when they get in the teen years, is that time to say you have to do something?
I think when they get in the teen years, we're absolutely going to encourage work, and we're going to remind them, Cisco, that I'm sure your paper route was uphill both ways when it was raining razor blades, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and constantly snowing even in July.
Oh, yes, absolutely, not to be forgotten. But to your point, when they're teenagers now, we need to give them the responsibility of a bank account, because what else are they going to do with the paycheck? So for our boys, whether it was their job, whether it was money they received for a holiday, a birthday, whatever it was, we never made the deposits for them. We required them to use technology, their smartphone, to make those deposits, track their savings, and then when they're teenagers in high school, that's the first time you start introducing the concept of saving and investing.
Good ideas. Thank you so much. Always appreciate you being on the show. That's Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove. That's Personal Finance Wednesday.